With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, the weather outside really is frightful across parts of the Great Lakes in the Northeast. Not only are dangerously cold temperatures settling in, but the snow is really piled up in some areas, and that's making for hazardous travel on the roads.
It was white out.
Fueled by the Great Lakes, snow blanketed Michigan Monday, triggering a massive pileup on a highway southwest of Grand Rapids. Pedro Mata Jr. had been driving a plow truck.
It was a little scary just listening to everything, just the bangs and the booms behind you.
More than 100 vehicles colliding. Jeff Westfeld with Grand Valley Towing.
Full-blown accidents.
Mata says he saw some trucks jackknifed, others swerving to avoid more collisions.
At that point, I just veered off to the left side of the median and chose to go over the ditch instead of colliding with any of the trucks. And
Michigan State Police reported numerous injuries, but no deaths. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Greenland controversy may take center stage this week at the World Economic Forum. President Trump will depart Washington for Davos, Switzerland this evening. The president threatens to tariff NATO nations that oppose his plan to win control of Greenland, which Mr. Trump says is critically important to U.S. national security. In London.
It is a profound honor to be speaking in Parliament today, to be the first U.S. Speaker of the House ever given this honor, and I take it very seriously. As proud Americans, it is as though we have returned to the spiritual birthplace of our own nation.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson tells British lawmakers he's confident the U.S. and the U.K. will work together to overcome the challenges of our present day. Wall Street gets back to work today following the long holiday weekend. Right now, the Dow futures are down 665 points. This is SRN News. The vice president is going to the March for Life.
Organizers say that J.D. Vance will speak at the big event this Friday, where tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country will make the annual pilgrimage to Washington. March for Life President Jenny Lichter says, quote, "The vice president's presence underscores the importance of this iconic event and the centrality of the pro-life movement to a healthy conservative coalition. We are honored that he will join us." Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan for reducing anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Among other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal, but it would only establish a 25-foot limit. In any event, legal experts say that both plans are likely to run afoul of the First Amendment, and they say that those plans would probably face a court challenge. This is SRN News. The Hoosiers claim their first college football national championship with a win over the Hurricanes.
The university, once best known for basketball, capped a perfect 16-0 season by prevailing over Miami 27-21 in the college football playoff title game. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza sealed the victory by bulldozing his way into the end zone on a 12-yard run at 9:18 of the fourth quarter. Miami's Carson Beck finished with a touchdown and a game-sealing interception, seeking a winning touchdown in the final minute. The Hurricanes were denied their sixth national title. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Japan's space program marks a milestone. On this date in 2024, Japan became the fifth country to reach the moon. It's unmanned spacecraft touching down on the lunar surface. The milestone put Japan in a club previously occupied by the U.S., the Soviet Union, India, and China. More details at srnnews.com.